This is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here with Logan Robertson, who's going to run with the World of Outlaws Late Model Series tonight at 411 Motor Speedway. Logan, you've run quite a few crate races and had a lot of success there, but just sort of getting your feet wet with the super late models, and here with World Outlaws Series kind of jumping in the deep end right now. What are you looking forward to tonight?
Oh, shoot, man. You know, we've really ventured out on this deal. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity that's available to me, and I don't know, man. I'm just I'm happy to be where I am today, and you know, we're learning. It's a whole different learning curve to the super deal. It hit me with a surprise. You know, reality really hit me, and I realized how hard these guys are to beat and how good they are at what they do. And you know, it just sometimes you need that reality check to bring you back down to earth, because that's what it did to me. And you know, we just got to keep digging. We was definitely not where I wanted to be last night for my first time out. So hopefully we can regroup and get better. And I've talked to a few people today, and hopefully a top 10 tonight. Man, I'd be pleased with that.
I know crate racing so much relies on momentum. You got to keep the momentum up in those things all the time. Supers, maybe not so much. You got a lot more power to rely on. So how long is it going to take to get used to that sort of different driving style?
Last night at the end of the feature, I started catching on, because, like, the crate stuff, man, you're just so used to, like, keeping it wound up, keeping it going, you know, not binding the car up. And, like, these things, you got so much power that you can power your way out of pretty much anything. And it makes it hard to get used to, because where I've raced crates for so long, you know, I'm used to just not binding the car up, having very little motor to go with, and you just got to be pretty much on your A game. But this super stuff, man, it's just like, every time you hit the track, you've got to be A1, spot on, you know, making the right calls at the right time. Because there's so many good guys at this deal that, you know, there might be 30 of us out here tonight, and 29 of them ain't going to make a bad call every night. You're going to have that 20 that's making the right call, and you're going to have 9 that's not.
And, of course, making it tougher for a guy who's just getting started out, such as yourself. I mean, you've got Shepherd, Clanton, Wise, guys who do this, you know, 2-3 times a week, so they've got all that experience to fall back on, and you're having to go through a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I looked up to people like that, and you know, watch dirt on dirt videos and stuff like that. You know, it's always a pleasure. Like when I went to the St. Louis Dome and started beside Shannon Babb, I'm like, man, this is a cool part of my life. It's you know, the people that you watch online and me getting to race with them now, it's just like a dream come true. You know, I work really hard to get where I want to be in life, and hopefully we can just keep digging and I can end up where I want to be, racing with them guys and doing that. But we've got a little bit of work to do to get there, and you know, I've had some good people behind me to make it where I'm at today, and I couldn't be more thankful for that.
You've got it's basically a family team here, so it's you know, gonna take a lot. You didn't get a super late model motor just to come here and run. I'm assuming there are other plans in the future.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're a family-owned run team. My dad, man, he works his butt off. My mom, we all work full-time jobs, and we race at least two nights a week. And, you know, lucky I've got a good family behind me that allows me to do the things I want to do, and they sacrifice stuff to, you know, to make my racing program top-notch, you know, the best it can be with our abilities. And, I'm really excited. We got a few races coming up. I think I might go to Fairbury next weekend and go to the Dome again, and then I think I might go to Florence on the 26th, and just me and my dad out here just trying to have fun and live life.
All right. That's Logan Roberson, who's going to be driving tonight with the World of Outlaws Late Model Series at 411. Keep up on InsideDirtRacing.com all throughout the night.